Diverse loads are upon the backs of asses. Do not drive these asses with one stick.
What? This is something that you don't get it. I will translate it. There is so many different loads in the cars, but you shouldn't drive the cars the same way because there are different. In Rumi's time, there is no car, but everybody knows about that donkey which will carry everything. We will say, hey, these donkeys are not the same. You're not supposed to kick them the same, because some of them, they have something which is fragile, some of them no. You should understand our differences, which is even in the animal examples. That's what the problem is, yes.
One ass is laden with rubies and pearls, another with stones and marble.
There is some fellow who is carrying the jewel. Who am I talking about? Nelson Mandela. What was he doing? Some of them, they are carrying the jewels, and some of them, the stone. Let's kill the stone bringer. No. Even the stone has a purpose, but is not the same. So there is no rules that I will treat the people like this. It depends. Who am I talking to? Who am I connecting to? Yes?
Do not apply this principle to all rivers. And this river we call the moon. And do not call it a reflection.
When I'm talking about the water, do you remember I'm talking about knowledge? Here he says, oh, it's not this and that and that. It's all the water. And this water, when you're looking at it and you see the picture of the moon, you should understand that you're looking at moon. It's not a picture. What does that mean? When I'm talking to you, what do you hear? I'm just reflecting something. I'm talking about the truth. When you're listening to me, what are you listening to? The truth or my knowledge? That is the point here. Yes?
This is the water of Kazir, not the water drunk by herbivorous animals and the beast of prey. Everything that appears in it is real.
Yeah, this is Khazr. Khazr, who is Khazr? Khazr is a fellow who doesn't die, yes. He's always there, he's always alive. You see, this water I'm talking about is his water. I'm talking about the knowledge of that fellow who lives forever. Means what? Means he will not die. Imagine someone who will never die. What would be his way of thinking? So this is what it is. I'm not talking about the knowledge that the animals they have, because they know something, and that kind of knowledge is not what I'm talking about here. Here I'm talking about that holy water of knowledge, which belongs to we. You didn't think about it when I said someone will not die. That's we. If you want to think about the death, think about the death of the humanity. Ah, you cannot. This is understanding everything. Altogether, it looks different, it looks this subject, that, but in general, there is one. Because there is this tendency of the oneness. This is in we. Yes?
From the bottom of this river, the moon cries, I am the moon. Mm. I am not a reflection. I am conversing and traveling with. That which is above is in this river. Take possession of it either above or in that as you please. Do not assume this river to be of other rivers.
Don't generalize the meaning of the river in your mind and think about the real rivers and stuff like that. I'm talking about this special conception here when I'm talking about the river. Yes?
Know that this ray of the moon face is the moon. This topic is endless. The poor stranger wept exceedingly. He was heartbroken by the grief, by grief for the Khwaja.
All this story was a paragraph between the different part of that general story of the guy. And he was talking about something which, as usual, has no ending. You could talk about it and try and try and try. But I will cut it short because I'm trying to convince you, to make you understand that there is a river of knowledge. And whatever you find in it is not the picture of something. It's the information about something which could teach. For the next time, we have a long paragraph, 7 pages again. You will read it and you will try to get it. Somehow it's not even difficult. گر عمر نامی تو اندر شهر کاش کسب نفروشد به صد دانگر لواش چون به یک دکان بگفتی عمرم این عمر را نان فروشید از کرم او بگوید رو بدان دیگر دکان زن یکی نان به گزین 50 نان گر نبودی احول او اندر نظر او نگفتی نیست دکان دیگر پس زدی اشراق آن نا احولی بر دل کاشی شدی عمر علی این از اینجا گوید آن خباز را این عمر را نان فروشه این نان با چون شنید او هم عمر نان در کشید پس فرستادت به دکان سید بعید کین عمر را نان دهی انباز من راز یعنی فهم کن زاغاز من او همت زنسو حواله می کند این عمر آمد کتاب بر نان زند چون به یک دکان عمر بودی برو در همه کاشان زنان محروم شد و به یک دکان علی گفتی بگیر نان از اینجا بی حواله و بی زهیر احول دوبین چوبی بر شد زنوش احول دهبین ای مادر فروش اندر این کاشان خاک از احولی چون عمر میگر چون نبی علی پس احول را در این ویران دیر گوشه گوشه نقل نو ای سم خیر ور دو چشم حق شناس آمد تو را دوست پر بین عرصه هر دو سرا وارهیدی از حواله جا به جا اندر این کاشان پر خوف و رجا اندر این جو غنچه دیدی یا شجر همچه هر جو تو خیالش کن مبر که تو را از عین این عکس نقوش حق حقیقت گردد و میوه فروش چشم از این آب از اول خور هر می شود عکس می بیند سبد پر می شود پس به معنی با باشد این نه آب پس مشو اوریان چو بلقیس از حباب بار گون و گونس بر پشت خران هین به یک چوب این خران را تو مران بر یکی خر بار لعل و گوهر است بر یکی خر بار سنگ و مرمر است بر همه جوها تو این حکمت مران اندر این جو ماه بین عکسش مخوان آب خضر است این نه آب دام و دد هرچه اندر وی نماید حق بود زین تگ جو ماه میگوید ماه گوید من مهم من نه عکسم هم حدیث و هم رهم اندر این جو آنچه بر بالاست هست خواه بالا خواه در وی دار دست از دیگر جوها مگیر این جوی را ماه دان این پرتو مهروی را این سخن پایان ندارد و قریب بس گریست از درد خواجه شد کتیب. مع السلامه.